From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on North Korea in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear and missile programs. Angola's UN ambassador smiled. Gaspar Martins is the current council president.
The result of the voting is the following. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2270/2016.
The resolution calls for mandatory inspections of all cargo going to and from the North. There's also a total arms embargo, restrictions on the sale of coal and other minerals, a ban on the sale or supply to North Korea of aviation fuel except for civilian aircraft. Banking sanctions have also been tightened, as well as bans on the sale of luxury goods. In addition, travel bans and asset freezes have been imposed on 16 new individuals and entities. In a separate action Wednesday, the U.S. widened its own sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting 5 individuals and 12 organizations. Early Thursday, the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast. Tunisian security forces Wednesday killed at least 5 suspected Islamist militants after they infiltrated across the border from Libya. The government says a civilian was killed, an army officer wounded. The Tunisians have been alerted to possible border crossings by militants following a U.S. raid last month on an IS camp. The U.N. also said Wednesday that it knows of at least 28 civilians, including children, who've been killed in fighting in Libya so far this year. The U.N. support mission says nearly 40 were wounded. It said about half the fatalities have been caused by shelling, especially in and around Benghazi. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said since it was implemented on Saturday, the cessation of hostilities in Syria has resulted in an overall reduction in airstrikes against the opposition and civilians. But
we are concerned about reports that the Syrian regime has engaged in tank and artillery attacks against civilians near places like Latakia, Homs, and Hama, and around Damascus. And obviously, those kinds of attacks, if confirmed, would be a flagrant violation of the cessation of hostilities.
Earnest said the U.S. takes such violations seriously and urged members of the International Syria Support Group to urge all parties to exercise restraint and abide by the commitments of the ceasefire. U.S. Special Operations Forces have reportedly captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. The captive is the first known detainee since a U.S. expeditionary targeting force began conducting operations in both Iraq and Syria. Former Ambassador James Jeffrey, now with the Washington Institute on Near East Policy, said the force is tasked to, among other things, carry out raids for gathering intelligence and targeting high-ranking IS leaders.
It was specifically cited repeatedly by Secretary of Defense Cotter as one of the ideas that we would have, that they would go after high-value targets, leadership targets, and use them not only to take out leadership, but also to exploit them for intelligence.
Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee, who's expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. Former Zimbabwean Vice President Joyce Mujuru told the Associated Press Wednesday that 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe may want to be succeeded by his wife, Grace, and keep the country's leadership in the family.
I'm sure it's handing the power down from father to wife to daughter to son. Maybe that's what they want to make it a dynasty.
The AP says Grace Mugabe has denied such an ambition. Mujuru, ousted in a purge of the ruling ZANU-PF party in 2014 on Tuesday, announced formation of a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe, who's been in power since 1980. A Burundian opposition group has welcomed the selection of former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa as the new mediator for talks between the government and other stakeholders aimed at ending the nearly year-long political crisis in Burundi. The East Africa Community meeting in Arusha, Tanzania, Wednesday named the 77-year-old Mkapa to hopefully breathe new life into the talks, which have been bogged down under the leadership of Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni. Imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has asked his lawyers to speed up his extradition to the U.S., saying he's being mistreated. His lawyer says the client is being deprived of sleep by his guards. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.